Your friends on the radio, CKUW 95.9 FM.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives.
Welcome to Sunny Road. It's Friday, June the 12th, and my name is Joan Reno, your host for the next hour. Thanks so much for joining me here. I've got some wonderful music to share with you, most of it by performers you can see this July at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. It's such a great lineup this year, and I have still barely scratched the surface. It's just, you know, there's just such a wide net of what has been traditionally called folk music, and I think it's joyous to see such diversity. It's a chance to see live so many fine and masterful musicians, young and upcoming performers from around the world, performers who are keeping some musical traditions alive, like Steel Pan. I'd advise taking a good look at the performers' profiles if you haven't already. So we're going to start off with the English band, who were formed in 2018 in Cambridge. This is Black Country New Road. They are, as I said, a rock band, also described as art rock or chamber pop or post-punk. And we're going to hear the song The Big Spin from their latest album, which was released a year ago, called Forever How Long. The song really reminds me of Joanna Newsom, which is, I think, a great thing. And after that, the Barr Brothers. They're from Montreal, or Montreal-based anyway, and they've been to the folk festival before. I really liked them when I saw them before, and they've been putting out albums now for 15 years. Their latest is last year's Let It Hiss, and they are described as progressive folk quartet. So from Let It Hiss, I'm going to play She Doesn't Sleep With the Covers On. Then our third song in this first set is by Jesse Wells from Arkansas. I've played Jesse Wells a lot on this show in the last 6 months or so. I'm a big fan, and I'm so excited he's going to be at the Folk Fest this year. He's put out a number of albums in less than 2 years. This is from Devil's Den, and it's called Don't We Get By. Then from New Jersey, Real Estate. They are an indie rock band. That's their sound. They're described as California sounding. So I don't know, sunny? Anyway, that conjures up a kind of a sound for sure. They've been together for almost 20 years. They've put out 7 albums. I'm going to play a song from their release of a year ago, The Wee Small Hours, B-Sides, and Other Detritus. And we're going to hear Pink Sky. And then finally, for our fifth song in this first set of Sunny Road, we're going to hear Monrovia. He is a Tennessee-based singer-songwriter born in Liberia. Like Jesse Wells, he has a strong social media following, and his kind of spacey, ethereal, a magical sound is a kind of a combination of electronic and acoustic. I'm looking forward to seeing him very much. So, yeah, enjoy these songs, and I'll be back to tell you about the weather after that. So here is Black Country New Road with the Big Spin here on Sunny Road.
I'll repeat it when she hits the time drop. Oh. two. Will the astonishment kill me? Can I die from being blown to gas? Somewhere out there, a whale is swimming. Hey, and when I find it, I will know it lasts. I've seen the silversmiths in Baghdad and Basra, and I laid eyes on them alone. I'm talking about dimensions. I'm talking about ascending. My soul's gonna know to come to me when I'm home. Chase me back a thousand mothers, and maybe time is just a magazine. I wanna tell you all the things that I know.
Ascending the spiral track, hugging the bank. fighting in 7 years of civil war. West African peacekeeping troops have lost control, and aid agencies, including the Red Cross and United Nations, have joined the exodus.
Heroin eyes, I can see you behind my disguise. The gun strap and boots that don't fit right. The kids left to fight the war again. I buried my dad, I buried a friend. Hard to believe in a new when your heart is hard as a man. Peace talks, but the peace talks is stalling again.
Welcome back to Sunny Road at CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We just heard five songs in a row. We heard from Black Country, New Road, the Barr Brothers, Jesse Wells, Real Estate, and that last song was Monrovia. And they are all performers that are going to be at this summer's Winnipeg Folk Festival. So let me tell you a little bit about the weather. It is currently 16 degrees Celsius, mostly cloudy. We are expecting rain off and on, 30% chance of showers, but it doesn't seem to be a significant amount. Tonight, we can expect 60% chance of showers with a low of 8. And then tomorrow, it's going to be mainly cloudy all day with 60% chance of showers and a high of only 12 tomorrow. Then Sunday gets sunny again and warms up a bit. And looks like this upcoming week will be sunny and in the early 20s, which is kind of perfect, isn't it? It's kind of nice. But it's been a crazy week weather-wise, that's for sure. Anyway, I might have mentioned that I like to read, and I love the library. And I just recently took a book out called Poetry Says It Better, Poems to Help You Wake Up by Ellen Burstyn. Ellen Burstyn is an actor. She won an Academy Award for the movie Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. If you've never seen it, man, you're in for a treat. What a great movie. And she's fantastic in it. And yeah, she is definitely one of my favorite famous people. And yeah, she's really interesting. She also like got ordained as a Buddhist priest or something like that. And I believe that she officiated at Sean Penn and Madonna's wedding, which, well, didn't end up so well, but that's not her fault. Anyway, so this book, Poetry Says It Better, is not poems by her, but a collection of her favorite poems. And yeah, so far it's really good. But the preface to this book is so wonderful that I'm going to read it to you, because it really talks about the importance of the artists in society. So she starts it off. She says, "Dear reader, this is not a political book. It's about poetry and therefore about art. But I do think one of our politicians said this better than I could ever say it. This is from a speech President John F. Kennedy gave at Amherst College on October 26, 1963. Okay. When power leads men towards arrogance, poetry reminds him of his limitations. When power narrows the area of man's concern or areas, poetry reminds him of the richness and diversity of his existence. When power corrupts, poetry cleanses. For art establishes the basic human truth, which must serve as the touchstone of our judgment. The artist, however faithful to his personal vision of reality, becomes the last champion of the individual mind and sensibility against an intrusive society and an officious state. The great artist is thus a solitary figure. He has, as Frost said, a lover's quarrel with the world. In pursuing his perceptions of reality, he must often sail against the currents of his time. This is not a popular role. If sometimes our great artists have been the most critical of our society, it is because their sensitivity and their concern for justice, which must motivate any true artist, makes him aware that our nation falls short of its highest potential. I see little of more importance to the future of our country and our civilization than full recognition of the place of the artist. If art is to nourish the roots of our culture, society must set the artist free to follow his vision wherever it takes him. We must never forget that art is not a form of propaganda. It is a form of truth. And as Mr. McLeish once remarked to poets, there is nothing worse for our trade than to be in style. In free society, art is not a weapon, and it does not belong to the spheres of polemic and ideology. Artists are not engineers of the soul. It may be different elsewhere. But democratic society, in it, the highest duty of the writer, the composer, the artist, is to remain true to himself and to let the chips fall where they may. In serving his vision of the truth, the artist best serves his nation. And the nation, which disdains the mission of art, invites the fate of Robert Frost's hired man, the fate of having nothing to look backward into with pride and nothing to look forward to with hope. And that was by John F. Kennedy. And that is from the book Poetry Says It Better by Helen Burstyn. I highly recommend it. All right. After that little bit, we're going to go on to the music. More amazing festival performers. So to start off, from Scotland, this goes out to my friend Moon and his whole family who have, you know, strong Scottish roots, which I also share on my mother's side of the family. And this performer is a Scottish piper. She's won all kinds of awards, is not yet 30, and is critically acclaimed in a world that is male-dominated. That is the piping world. Her sound is experimental, and she is a well-known collaborator with all kinds of musicians. Her name is Brecha Campbell, and she's coming this summer to the Folk Festival. I'm very excited. We're going to hear a single by her called 707, which she released just this last December. And after that, from Winnipeg, The Secret Beach Karma Micah and The Secret Beach, I believe they're now going as. This is Sunspill from this year's release, We Were Born Here, What's Your Excuse, the deluxe edition. It's just such a great song, and they are such a great songwriter. Then, from San Francisco, Hannah Cohen, and I am just loving her dreamy album. It's called Earth Star Mountain, and yeah, we're going to hear the song Earth Star from that. And then from Cat Clyde, I just, yeah, big fan of Kat Clyde. She was at the Folk Festival before, and I'm really glad she's coming back. Her latest album just released is called Mud, Blood, Bone, and we're going to hear the song another time. And then we're going to finish that set off with Father John Misty from the album I Love You, Honey Bear, Chateau Lobby Number 4 in C for Two Virgins. Such a great tune. So, yeah, that's what we're going to hear here on Sunny Road. So let's start it off with Brecha Campbell, 707.
Time.
Welcome back to Sunny Road. Love that song by Father John Misty. We heard let's see, what did we start off with? We started off with Breacha Campbell, a piper from Scotland, 707. Then we heard Karima Micah and the Secret Beach, Sunspill, Hannah Cohen, Earth Star, Cat Clyde, Another Time. And it is 10:45 a.m. here at CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba. And you have been listening to Sunny Road with me, Joan Reno. And we have another 15 minutes left. So up next, Of Monsters and Men from Iceland. They're one of the headliners of this year's Folk Festival. They have a new album out. It's called All Is Love and Pain in the Mouse Parade. And we're going to hear the song Dream Team from that. And then Kelly Badeau, who's a wonderful local singer-songwriter. She's going to be at the Folk Festival this year, and she's got a new single out. It's called Come Everybody. It's great. We're going to hear that. And then from Oklahoma, Ken Pomeroy. Ken Pomeroy is coming. She is an Indigenous singer-songwriter from Oklahoma, and I really love her sound. And then after that, we're going to hear from Jopi Riccio, who's originally from Colorado, but now based in Nashville. And another great singer-songwriter. What do they say about her? Melds classic folk and country sounds with indie. Anyway, you'll hear for yourself. So, yeah, we're going to hear those four songs here on Sunny Road. I think we might have just time for all of them. So here is Of Monsters and Men, Dream Team.
We'll be right back. get together and lay down what keeps us apart. It doesn't matter if none of us speak the same language. Just let the melody move you and free who you are.
cause I'm scared. Swallow my tongue and keep it there. Unlike you, nobody's ever cared. Unlike you, nobody's ever cared.
Wasn't that beautiful? That was Ken Pomeroy with John Moreland duetting with her. A single called Coyote. And before that, we heard Kelly Badeau with her latest single, Come Everybody. And we started it off with Of Monsters and Men from their new album, All Is Love and Pain in the Mouse Parade. So it's 10:58. I'm just going to play a couple of minutes of Joby Riccio, who will also be at the Folk Festival this year. You've been listening to Sunny Road. Thanks so much for being here. It's always my pleasure. So thanks for sharing this time with me. Have a great week. And adios. And here's a little bit of Joby Riccio, A Little at a Time.
Crying on the phone before 9 a.m. I keep saying I miss you. I say it again. For a minute there it seemed there would be an end to the distance and the waiting, stopping and starting. No one but you.